say hi to everybody. Somebody came in since I walked away. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for your patience. We're starting a few minutes late. We had a couple of presentations that went a little bit long in our previous meeting. So thank you for your patience. And welcome. This is the City of South Jordan City Council meeting. Today is Tuesday, August 20th, 2024. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with this outstanding city council seated up here next to me and the best executive staff in the state. We appreciate all of you being here. Thank you so much. We welcome all of our visitors and guests, those in person, those who, online, and anyone who may watch this later. We're going to open our meeting tonight with an invocation by Councilmember Don Shelton.
Our Father in heaven, we're so grateful to be gathered here this evening to discuss important business for the city of South Jordan. We're grateful for the blessing it is to be able to participate in our own government, and we're mindful of the responsibility that we have to make decisions that will benefit the residents who live here and those who work and shop here as well. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the professional staff that works for the city of South Jordan, and we pray that thou bless them in their duties, help them to be wise and good stewards of the reputation of South Jordan, and also to be safe in their efforts to serve and protect us. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the prosperity and for the freedoms that we enjoy. We pray that thy spirit will attend us here this evening. Help us to be able to discuss these matters in a spirit of civility and camaraderie. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Shelton. We will now turn to our fire chief, Mr. Chris Dawson, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, everyone, please rise. Please join me in Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's colors. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated.
Thank you, Chief. All right. Item D on our agenda is the minutes from our August 6, 2024 City Council meeting. Those have been sent out in draft form. Does anyone have any questions or concerns or amendments to make to those minutes? And if not, can I get a motion to approve the draft minutes?
Mayor, I'll move to approve the draft minutes as stated.
Thank you. I have a motion by Mrs. Zander. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? All right. All in favor of approving the minutes from August 6, 2024, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Those minutes are approved. All right. Next up, we have item E. We have our mayor and council reports. Just for your information, this is the opportunity that we try to take every council meeting just briefly. Let the residents know a little bit about what we've been doing. We feel like being transparent and really sharing with the people who put us in these seats what we've been working on for the city over the last couple of weeks. It's high level. We'll make it brief, but feel like this is a good opportunity for us to be accountable and to let you know what we're working on. And so, is there anyone that would like to go first?
I can go first, Mayor.
Mr. McGuire, please. Short. Thank you.
There was a wonderful Arts Council-sponsored event called Dueling Pianos that was held. It was at the Community Center, and it was a sold-out event. It was the second year we've done it, and look forward to bringing it back in the future. There's a LPC meeting that many of us were at yesterday, which was informative and eye-opening to see kind of what the legislature's planning on acting on this coming session and for cities to kind of start preparing and how we can be part of that process. And then today, I've been asked to serve on the Utah League of Cities and Towns nominating committee for the new board members. And so I had my first meeting concerning that today. And then I've had various interaction with residents, working with staff to resolve some of their concerns and issues. And that's everything, Mayor.
Thank you, and thank you for saying yes and being willing to serve on the nominating committee.
Thanks.
And for those who aren't aware, LPC is the Utah League of Cities and Towns Legislative Policy Committee. Okay, Mrs. Johnson, would you like to go next?
I don't really have anything this time, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, I'll just note, right after our last city council meeting, I believe the whole council went over to what do we want to call that? So what was that event? It was where the police and the fire.
Night Out Against Crime?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Night Against Crime. And the first thing I noticed was Chief Carr was soaking wet, you know.
And blue.
In the dunk tank. Yeah. So,
the kids were so happy.
But it was well done. It was good for the first responders. I the families, were out there. Residents of our city, and it was good for people to see our first responders and how good of people they really are and how much they're willing to serve. It was good to see even seeing the police dogs out there was a lot of fun, and just all the activities. And I know there's various booths with information, so if people wanted to learn things, see things, experience things, just have fun, there was food there. I mean, it was well done, and thank you for inviting us, to be able to attend that. I really enjoyed that. I was driving towards to go look at the ballpark, before it got rained out. We were all going to do a tour of the future B Stadium, and it was worth the rain that we got for it to be canceled, because it was good to get all that rain. I don't know if that's getting rescheduled.
It is getting rescheduled. Okay. I know they were able to have their corporate leadership tour 2 days later because the rain stopped, and so they got to have theirs. I have not received any potential dates back from them yet, but they'll get it rescheduled.
They're working on some new dates.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then I also met with South Valley Sewer. I think you guys have probably seen, the name's changed to Jordan Basin Improvement District. So if you see, it's the same organization, just the name's changed. So they're starting to do some name change. So, Mayor, I know you previously were the chair of that group, it's amazing how they could take care of the sewer in such a vast amount of area with such a small amount of people. And so so we were able to get together with, they had a end of summer event, and so I went and attended that with those people, and a bunch of really good, just down to earth, good, hardworking people there. So it was good to be able to do that. So, and then just as normal, just had a few various things that I consulted with city staff on that are always so responsive to help and pass information along. So thank you for all that support as well. So,
great. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Couple of things. First of all, thank you to the staff for handling the severe thunderstorms that happened last week.
Yeah.
Thank you specifically, Mr. Rasmussen. I got some calls from people with roads that were covered with water, and I contacted Jason, and he drove over and checked it out. Anyway, thank you so much, staff, because we do get calls kind of randomly as council members for things that are like pooling water on the road, so thank you. More exciting than that, on the 7th of August, I was able to attend with some of the other council members and the mayor, the Corporate Citizen Award Luncheon. Is that the right word?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Corporate Citizen Award Luncheon. We've done that a few times as I've been an elected official, and this time was delightful. I love that we held it at Station 64 with the panoramic view of the downtown Daybreak corporate, not corporate, the downtown Daybreak era section of town. It was wonderful to better get to know Mr. Gust, John Gust, and Kim Gardner. And the special thing that I wanted to report is what a delight it was to meet both of those gentlemen. I've heard of both of them. I know what an impact they play in our city, but I'd never personally met them. And I was really grateful to meet them and their staff and understand better the contribution that they've made in our city. And the special guest that I brought was my daughter-in-law, who's related to Kem Gardner, who's been a great influence on her family. Secondly, on the 10th of August, which is a Saturday, we had our end of summer bash here in the city of South Jordan. They had the huge drone show out in Bingham Regional Park. I don't know if anyone else got to go to that, but it was packed. About 7,000 people is what Janelle is saying they estimated attended that drone show, and it was fantastic. I love that there were people there from not only our city, but from all over the region, and the drone show was incredible. I've been to drone shows in the past. This one was superior. At one point, they had the entire South Jordan City logo. This entire logo was up in the sky. Then they had the Live Daybreak, and then they had the flag, and then they had skiers and snowboarders and bikers, and it was incredible. Delightful. So I loved that, and it was super fun. If you didn't go this year, plan for next year, because it's a lot of fun. That's it, Mayor.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Mr. Shelton.
Yeah, so I have attended similar events, same events, so many of the members of the council attended the Corporate Citizens Award and the End of Summer Bash. I actually thought, and I don't know how everybody else feels about it, but I think we might consider a drone show instead of fireworks for our own summer fest. I think about it. I don't know how the costs compare or whatever, but
I'll let you break that to residents. I have more residents asking for us to do additional fireworks shows. So,
really?
Yeah. Oh,
well.
Do both at the same time.
Guess I'm just not plugged into the right
ones. They
did
both at the same time at the end of the Days of 47 rodeo, and it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Both at the same time.
I was there.
That was neat.
Yeah, that was neat.
They did drones and fireworks,
yes.
You're saying?
Yeah,
they did. Bursting
I like that.
I
awesome.
Yeah.
See what you started.
So I happened to be there with some of my grandchildren. We were watching them while his son and daughter-in-law were off getting a little rest from their family. Anyway, 16-year-old boy who speaks very little.
Not that he can't.
Must have said cool like 100 times.
That's great.
With the drone show, so he really liked it. And he took some videos of it. I think the one thing I would mention is they had a big daybreak sign or whatever up. And would have been nice to have a South Jordan sign.
You mean like a physical sign?
Yeah, they had a physical sign there. So it would have been nice to have a South Jordan sign. And I think we have one. I'm not mistaken.
We had some made when everybody came for the ballpark groundbreaking that were posted and installed. I don't know if we still have those or not, but we did have some made. I bet we still have them.
We can build more.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just, you know, until the drones showed South Jordan on there, there was nothing to indicate that it was anything except for a daybreak party to me. But maybe I missed some stuff as well because I didn't go around the whole entire park. Really a nice event. And then I also attended the Legislative Policy Committee meeting. So that's my report, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, I'll run through some highlights quickly. The Corporate Citizen Award was fantastic. Appreciate the many years that we've had the chance to work with Kem Gardner and John Guest here in South Jordan, longer than all of us, right? They've been part of things for a long time. I agree, the night out was really cool, and I learned a lot about how the police dog works. I loved that. We've had some folks come in and visit. Brian and Dustin and I have met with a few folks that have come in with some ideas, economic development ideas, so had some meetings there. Invited Dr. Godfrey, the superintendent of Jordan School District, to come in and have a conversation. So Dustin and I sat down and visited with Dr. Godfrey, and we just had a touch base before the school year started and wanted to, you know, hear how things are going for them, ask some questions on our part, and just make sure we were on the same page and supportive of each other and what's going on in our organizations. And the good news is we're in a good place. Things are really good. The We had a meeting with the Larry H. Miller team, really a social media planning meeting, where the city has been working, Rachel and her team have been working really hard on putting together a lot of planning for announcements and information and how we can inform and share news with our residents. And so we sat down and had a coordinating meeting with the Larry H. Miller team on what their plans are as well, with all the things they plan to put out and how we align and how we can support each other. And so that was, I felt like that was really good. And we are aligned. They loved Rachel's ideas. They loved our ideas. And yeah, I think we've got some fun things that will happen. Had the chance to have two different meetings. One on some of our state legislative priorities and where we might use a little lobbyist influence to try to help us accomplish some of our state priorities and also some of our federal priorities. And both of those went really well. We had a Point of the Mountain State Land Authority board meeting, and things continue to move along with the Point of the Mountain. Filmed my next city jobs video. Our parks department is so great, and they work so hard, and they were really nice to let me spend a full day with them and a little bit of time the next day, because we ran out of a little bit of time doing all things parks, and they have a hard job, and they're really good at it. And so be watching for that in the future, my next city jobs video on our staff who does all of our parks. There's so much to that in a city this size, and they work very hard. So looking forward to shining a light on that and the great work that they do and why that matters and why it makes South Jordan where we are. Had several meetings, including a board meeting with Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District, and things are moving along there well. We didn't have anything specific on this agenda for our city this time, which is pretty rare. That we're not discussing something specific for our city, but that went really well. Something I want to show you, and I don't know if I can find it. Let's see, Wasatch Front Regional Council, we had our Regional Growth Committee meeting. We have our regular council meeting coming up this Thursday, and what I wanted to show you is not, where is it? Bingham Rim Road. So making it through, we've put in a request with the regional council to move up the priority list from a level 3 priority to a level 1 priority. Some expansion work on Bingham Rim Road, and that jumping from 3 to 1 that's a task. And so we
Bingham
were...
Bingham Rim will connect to Bacchus?
I can show you exactly what it was that we talked about. Anyway, that has to be approved by the Regional Growth Committee and then sent on with a recommendation to the full council for approval before it can move its way to a different priority in the Regional Transportation Plan. And we were successful at the Regional Growth Committee. And I'll be conducting the council meeting this Thursday, and we'll get that through. We'll get that taken care of. I'm confident we'll get that approved. So, that's a good thing. It's a good project. And if we can move anything from on the number 3 up to number 1 priority list, that's 2 decades of time that we are moving ahead. And that matters in an area like ours. So we're really happy about that. We had the Salt Lake County Council of Governments meeting with all of the mayors in Salt Lake County and a couple of county representatives. And Mayor Wilson came in and spoke about the vote that they took at the county council last week to propose a ballot initiative for a bond for correctional facilities in the county. And she did a great presentation about it. This was a bipartisan vote. Amy Winter Newton was there to speak to it. Suzanne Harrison was there. So folks from both parties on the county council and the mayor really aligned on this. So my recommendation would be to just educate yourself with it. They are going to have lots of resources, and anyone on their team will be happy to answer questions, but educate yourself about it and understand what it really means and what they're proposing. And I think they do plan to come around and chat with folks. But yeah, there's good information there that's worth finding out about. Today's the first day back at school for a lot of kids here in the city, and so filmed a back-to-school video. LPC was already mentioned. This morning I met with the Red Cross Dustin and I had a great meeting with the Red Cross talking about blood services and the blood supply levels in the area, and that we need more of it. We do need more. Only about 3% of the folks that are eligible to donate blood do. And that was a surprising number to me. Anyway, had a good meeting with the Red Cross this morning. Also met this morning with leaders from the Latino community here in our region. Really get a great visit with them about some good work that they're doing and some ideas that they have about how we can expand our reach and really help connect with folks who are new to the area and come from different forms of government that need to better understand our form of government here and how they can be a part of it. And so it was a good meeting. We've had a lot of UTA conversations. I had the chance to judge the senior art show today. So if you get to go over to the senior center tomorrow for Generations Day, take a look at the art that's on display in the foyer. It's really hard to choose a mayor's choice. It's very well done. We've talked quite a bit about social media. Rachel and her team are doing such a good job, and we've met about that. And there's also been a lot of Olympic conversations. There will continue to be. You'll all be part of Olympic conversations and what we want our communities to look like when the Olympics get here. We have a 9.5-year runway. That's a long time. But what do we want our communities to look like at that point? And it gives us a really great target to make plans and goals toward. Not because the Olympics are coming, but because when the Olympics come, what do we want to look like? How do we want to move people? What do we want our communities to look like? And how do we want our people to be part of it, you know? So a lot of conversations about that, and you will all have the chance to be part of more of those as well. And that is my report. Very quickly, before we have public comment, it's traditional that if we have an elected official from another body come and visit our meeting, we always invite them to take a few minutes. And while not an elected official, he's kind of close to it. This guy's still a pretty big deal. We have the chief of staff for Congressman John Curtis here with us. Corey Norman is visiting. Corey is one of our favorite residents. We're going to invite Corey to come up and see if he has anything he'd like to share from the congressman's office or whatever you'd like to share. It's not often or ever that we're graced by, you know, chief of staff from our
delegation. Don't say that you're graced with me being here. That is so not true. Well, Mayor and members of the City Council and Dustin and Ryan and staff, thank you so much. My name is Corey Norman. I'm the Chief of Staff for Congressman John Curtis, and we've made a goal over the next couple of months. We have a 77-day runway left, and we're trying to hit enough of the municipalities and local governments and just trying to introduce ourselves. And although my boss currently doesn't represent this area, we don't want to be presumptive, but we feel pretty good about what's going to happen in November. And so we wanted to just take a little bit of time and just introduce ourselves. And we think that it's important enough for us to engage and try to really lean in and understand what some of the issues are that y'all are dealing with and some of your concerns. Many of them you talked about a little bit earlier. The Olympics, there's resources and things like that that just a lot of the municipalities and the local governments are going to need. We're going to lean into those issues. As far as your city is concerned, we know that you have a lot of water projects that you're working with. Let me just tell you, you're very, very well represented in Washington, D.C. by both Jim Barker and Ryan Levitt. They communicate with us weekly, and they're very, very good. You're very well served by them. Being here tonight has helped me it's made me miss local government a little bit. I was the deputy mayor for my boss for 8 years when he was the mayor of Provo. And all this talk about LPC and the league and serving there, I love Cameron Deal. I miss him dearly all the time. And you've really made me miss, this is where things really get done. I used to tell people all the time, you know, if you get potholes in front of your house, if the snow isn't removed, if the water doesn't go away, after a rainstorm, then those are the real problems that people have. So while people, elected folks in the federal government like to think that that's where the world stops and starts, that's actually not the case. I am also a very diehard baseball fan and a resident of Daybreak and three quarters of a mile away from the stadium. So super, super excited about that. Lastly, I want you to know that I meet with a lot of mayors and a lot of city council members, and thank you so much for being willing to serve and serve so effectively. when you see a dysfunctional city, you understand how amazing that y'all really are. So thank you so much for all that you do. And I really don't have anything else, but just to introduce ourselves, and we're going to be here and we're going to be a resource. The mayor has my cell phone number and my boss's cell phone, so please please use that.
Corey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Corey's actually the one who sent the text that I referred to last time with the picture of the grandson who loved the police officer that was so good to him.
He was so good.
Splash pad.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. He was so kind. He was pulling a guy over and said, "Don't go anywhere. I've got something for you." My grandson was like, Anyway.
Yeah.
My wife was saying, "What in the world could this be?" So, anyway.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Corey. Okay, we are now going to go to item F on our agenda, our public comment period. This is the time when we have the chance to hear from you, and we want to hear from you. It's not an interactive time. We don't answer questions and figure that out. After that, we make sure that we connect folks with the right people, the right staff, or the right to figure out how to work on things. But it's our favorite part of the meeting because we really do want to hear it. If there's something you love, we'd love to hear it. If there's something you hate, we're happy to hear it. We want to know, and we want to see what we can do. Every council meeting, I preface public comment with this. We are all here because we love the city of South Jordan, and we make a commitment to you of respect, and we will be respectful in our dialogue and in our conversation with you, and we ask the same of the audience as you're speaking to us. We are really proud of how we do things here in South Jordan and the respectful civil dialogue that we maintain, and we are fully committed to continuing that. So everyone is entitled to 3 minutes to address the council and to share what you have, and let us know what you think. We ask for your name and address for the public record. We need to keep a public record of everything that happens here in this meeting. So with that, I will open it up. If there's anyone that would like to address the council, you're invited to come on up to the microphone, give us your name and address, and go ahead.
Hi, my name is Marker Platt. I'm a South Jordan resident, about 3 years. I do have a lot of positive things to say. I love the city. We're very happy here. I did put together a presentation, and I'll fly through it in 3 minutes. So I live on 10755 South. Is this my clicker? Okay, there we go. I'm gonna introduce myself with this presentation. Corey said it great. If the water doesn't go away after a rainstorm, that is what's really important. That's what we're here to talk about. Just some background with me. I'm a civil structural engineer of 15 years. I'm currently a PhD student at the University of Utah. I work in structural engineering and hydraulic and hydrology studies. And what prompted us being here tonight is that, just real quick, this is the study, the area I'm talking about, 10755 South, where I live and some of the others who are here tonight live. The rainstorm last week that Councilwoman Zander referenced, we had some interesting things happen. Here's a couple videos on this street. This was August 12th or 13th. I can't remember which day, but there was a lot of rain on both of these days. And these are just some of the videos that people on the street took. I was out there, others were out there, and we've got some flooding down the street, but we've also got flooding. And this is actually from last year at the same house at 2969 West. I don't know if that video is going to work, but it shows basically the same thing, this water flooding Mr. Howard's driveway. This is a picture of it from that same day. And he actually his basement flooded during this storm August 2nd and 3rd of last year. More videos from last week. Water running down, running into people's properties. This is at 2940 West. Here's another one at 2989 West. Again, water running into their yard, running down into the neighbor's yard. And then 2909 West, more water flooding someone's property. So these are the areas that we took videos of. And this is just a few. We didn't go down the whole street, but this was enough to be concerned. At the airport, which is 5 miles from our street, they measure rainfall data. They measure how much rain falls in an hour and so forth. So I pulled the data from these days, from August of last year and August of this year, and I put that data and compared it to what the design rainstorm is for our area. So being a small area, it's about a 10-year rainstorm, about 1.73 inches in 24 hours. And so these storms that I showed you are much less than that. The one in August of last year was pretty close to a design rainstorm. Everything else was less than a one-year storm, which is we don't even have data below that. And so, you know, people's houses are flooding in the rainstorms much, much less than the design rainstorm. We did a hydrology study. We modeled what would happen in the design rainstorm. And you can see these houses. These are eight houses along here. And this flooding pretty much follows what I showed you on the screen that we actually videoed and took pictures of. This represents a 10-year rainstorm. And you can see the houses south of the street where the water all runs off. All of them have potential for being their properties and their houses being flooded. This is a 100-year storm. Not appropriate, but still, you know, this is even worse. We get flooding on the north side of the street now. This is very concerning. And, you know, this is what could happen. In addition, when I showed you what does happen when we get rainstorms. This is from the City of Jordan's 2019 Transportation Master Plan. This is, you know, what was proposed for areas, for a local street, curb and gutter, park strips, and sidewalks on either side of the street. This is not what we have. We don't have curb gutter or any sidewalks or anything on either side of the street. So that's concerning. The bigger problem, though, is we have lots of young children. And it's one thing to teach a young child to stay on the sidewalk and not go in the street. But it's another thing to teach them, we only have a street. So how do you be safe on that? And we see cars go up and down very fast. I have lots of young children. I've had close calls. And so I pulled a study from Florida. They studied areas with missing sidewalks, and that's what we have. We have what's shown here. There's areas that have sidewalks, and there's areas that have gaps. And they found that when there's an area that has a missing sidewalk, the potential for pedestrian crashes goes up by 67%. And in our area, we have sidewalks all around, and even part of our street does, but this portion has nothing. This is where I live and a bunch of others live. This is where we get storm flooded. This is where people drive up and down the street without it, and our children are not on the sidewalks, they're on the streets. And I did that, and from this study, they did some curve fitting equations, and I ran these for our area. It turns out that without sidewalks, our increase in expected crashes is 80%, almost twice as much. So we've got two really serious issues. The second one, this traffic issue, is even more compelling. Just to conclude, the drainage along our street is such that the south side has flood inundation during rain events less than the 10-year design storm. Our property has experienced basement flooding. One property has. It's due to lack of curb and gutter and lack of a system to divert the stormwater flow. The Florida traffic studies found a 67% increase in crashes, and it's three times more likely in an area without a sidewalk is something they also found. Applying the equation to our street, it's an 80% increase. The lack of a sidewalk, curb, and gutter along our street has resulted in flooding during rain events, potential severe flooding during the design event, and a high increase in walking along the roadway crash potential for children. So a curb and gutter along the south side of the street, minimum. A curb and gutter on the north side of the street, and a sidewalk minimum on one side of the street is what we're asking for. So we can be as safe as the areas that are all around us, and we have this one pocket of not having this. And this is the last picture I'll show you. Someone shouldn't have to go out with their snow shovel and shovel water out of their driveway after a rainstorm like we had last week. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Buck Howard. I am the resident of that house that was just on the screen. my address is 2969 West, 10755 South. So I want to thank all of you for hearing our street's concerns. I've lived on this street for about 3 years now, and I have done everything in my power to try to create my own water diversion systems, everything from digging my own ditches and creating French drains to installing an asphalt speed bump to divert some of that water. You know, as we've mentioned, the storms that we've had, even just these past couple of weeks, have rendered those, you know, makeshift solutions worthless. And so, you know, was it not for, you know, wonderful neighbors, you know, even this last week, you know, without Jared, I would have had even worse basement flooding. And so really more than anything, we, you know, it is a serious problem. It's something that we have tried to take as many steps as we can to, you know, solve. I've taken advantage of both the city and the counties offering of free sandbags, which is a wonderful service that, you know, we've tried to use, but even that won't stop the water from running into, you know, my house and my driveway and all of that. So it's a serious need, and we, you know, we thank all of you for listening to our concerns, and we hope that we can come to some sort of resolution.
Thank you.
My name is Jared Niemer, and I live at 2940 West, 10755 South. And before we get more into this issue, I'll step back and say I was born in South Jordan, 36-year resident here. And as I look around at the different name tags and silos you represent, I think of the things I've been doing. You know, I've taken youth boys to the fire department a few months ago. I enjoy the parks. This is a great community, and I appreciate what you all do to make it that, so thank you. I'm new to 10755 South, and being new there, I raised my home up considerably, about 4 feet from where the existing previous home was that we demoed and built the new home. And that was my contractor's suggestion, was to raise it up 4 feet. And so while I don't have the same water concerns that Buck has across the street, where I'm on the north side, I do have children age 6, 4, and 1 and share markers safety concern for the cars that go up and down. A couple points I'll make is I have been thinking about this the last week. You know, I see on my utility billing and property tax line items for things that I'm paying for, and I've been thinking, am I getting equal services to other South Jordan residents that have curb and gutter storm drains and sidewalks? And it doesn't feel that the answer is yes to that. I feel like there's some services there, public services that I'm missing out on. And the second point is maybe more questions that I do have an email out to Ken Short, and maybe he's the one who can report back. But it seems like there's a threshold or a criteria that certain amount of water diversion would necessitate storm drains, or a certain amount of car traffic would necessitate sidewalks. And so I'm just curious what that threshold would be, and if there's something we can do in auditing that or taking some studies to see if that meets the criteria. And thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here in person that would like to address the council? No? Okay, then I will close this public comment period. And this isn't usually how we do things, but I do want to share a little bit of like connectivity here for you. You're all new on your street, and maybe there's been a lot of turnover on your street, and maybe that brings about a new mindset about sidewalks, because the city does not disagree with you and has tried to put sidewalks on your street multiple times, and the residents have said no. 4 years ago, no. 6, 7 years ago, no. So you're right. There's sidewalks to a point, then there's no sidewalks. There's not. We do know that. We know that really well. And nobody wanted them, and they fought against them. So I wrote down how long you've all lived in your homes. I'm like, okay, so some of those homes are turning over, and people have lived there less time, and they're like, we do think this is of value. My recommendation would be to connect with the right staff. I think Brad, I think Jason, who do you think?
Brad and Ray.
Okay. Mr. Clavineau over here, our city engineer, right? And Raymond Garrison is our director of public works. The right folks for maybe you guys to sit down and chat with and have some conversations. This was great information. It was very well prepared, and it was very respectfully presented, and we appreciate that. And the city doesn't disagree that you would benefit from sidewalks and curb and gutter. We've not been successful at that. the residents really fought it. They didn't want it. So,
may I address that?
Yeah, you're welcome to. Yeah, we're going to go outside protocol a little bit. This is outside how we do it, but I'd love to hear from you, please.
Let me know.
Yes, come on up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, 4 years ago, well, let me get up here and mic.
Thank you.
And can you state your name for us?
Kim Christensen, and I live on 10755 South at 3079 West, and I've lived there for over 30 years. So, and anyway, 4 years ago, we had a really good presentation from the city about the new road we're going to get, and thanks for the new road. It's lovely. And they're going to do curbs and sidewalk at the same time. And they were supposedly going to take a poll and see if we wanted it or not. And I went around everyone on the street and polled them, and we had more than 50% of them wanted the curbs and sidewalks. So I had them call in and talk to the city, but every time I called, there was no one to answer, but I left a message, had the other people leave a message. I never heard the results of the poll, but we never did get our curbs and sidewalks. So I'm not sure what happened 4 years ago.
This staff can tell you exactly how it went down. They have records of all of it. They can tell you exactly what happened and how people felt and what they said and why they
did. I did a poll, and over 50% of them wanted it, so I don't know how the poll turned out.
Yeah.
Or because they didn't come down the street and take a poll.
We kind of did an informal poll and asked people to call in and let us know whether they're for it or not. And we had about, I can't remember, 8 or 10 respondents, and it was about 60% were for and 40 were against. And then I saw this gentleman's email from a year or two, or whenever it was, a few years ago, and your poll seemed to be about the same, 60-40,
yeah,
or for, against,
yeah,
somewhere around that range. And so, but it even goes back further than that, when there was a subdivision at the end that we're looking to connect through, and then we changed our code. All the residents came and were against that, and we said, well, we'd have to put curb and gutter and sidewalk in. They were all against that at that time. So it is morphing as the homes are turning over.
Yeah, it is, clearly.
We had 2 deaths this last weekend, so.
So, yeah, anyhow, so.
I mean, yeah.
And your email to Ken Short, he works for me, and I've talked to him, and we've talked to Mr. Rasmussen today, and so we'll get back and talk to them. It's going to be not a cheap project, and we'd have to have the residents cooperate on improvements that are in our right-of-way. And some, these infill projects are very difficult. And I will say this was probably developed either in the county when they didn't require curb, gutter, and sidewalk, or maybe in our city limits back in the day when they didn't require it. So that's why it's not there. Most developments put in curb, gutter, and sidewalk.
Yeah.
This development at the time, for whatever reason, was not required to do that.
Okay. So working with Mr. Clavineau and
Mr. Garrison.
Yeah, Mr. Garrison, right here. These are the two best gentlemen for you to work with, because they're in charge of their departments. They're in charge of what they do. They've been here a long time. They have the history and the know-how. And, I mean, it's not... I can't tell you this is going to happen overnight, right? It isn't. It's money we're not even planning on at this point right now. So there's going to be some work to make this happen, but we don't disagree with you that you need that there. So work with these gentlemen and let's figure it out.
Just a question: how many people do we need on board? Like 60%, like 70%?
I know previous city manager, when I talked to him, Mr. Watcott, he wanted pretty much 100% of the people on board before we even started considering it. I don't know how the feeling is now from our city council and mayor, but that's something we'd have to talk about. I think we'd want a good representation because it is impactful. We have 50 foot of right of way, but most of the people have brought their improvements out to the road, so those would be coming out, and we'd have to figure out if we had to pay for that or not pay for it. So there's a lot of issues that go into these infill projects. And then we generally have to go onto the property to tie driveways in, and so cooperation there. So if we don't have everybody on board, it's difficult. And then, anyhow, there's a lot that goes into it. But if we're willing to work through it, we can.
If you wouldn't mind sharing your contact information just out there, out back of the room or out in the hall or wherever, so you guys can coordinate and you know, have some conversations.
And we have Jared's email. So it might be easier. We'll just, if that's okay, Jared, I can just email you.
We have Mr. Platt's email address as well, I believe.
I've been corresponding with.
Oh yes, and we have your email too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you'll send something to Fort Worth, then, and you guys can figure out connecting how to do that. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for coming in and bringing this. This is a different vibe than your street has ever put out, as far as the desire for this. And it's a good thing. Yeah. So thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask for a motion to make a very slight amendment to our agenda. We had some folks come and meet with us during our last meeting. So I'm going to ask if we can get a motion to amend the agenda and add an item G1, appointing members to the Senior Advisory Committee. And then moving G1 to be H1, the resolution R2024 on the property exchange with the Bastion Center. Is there anyone who's willing to make a motion to make that amendment to the agenda?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we amend the agenda as stated.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
Mayor?
Yes.
G would then become action items, H would become public hearing items.
That is correct. Thank you. I didn't specify that. I just said we're going to move those there, but resolution R2024-40 is still a public hearing item. We'll just move it down one item and add appointing members to the Senior Advisory Committee as an action item ahead of that. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Thank you. We are going to move on to our new item G1, resolution R2024-39, appointing members to the Senior Advisory Committee. We will turn to our Director of Recreation, Janelle Payne, for that. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. The council and mayor were able to meet earlier tonight in the study session with Mr. Erie Walker and Linda Walker. They're both very passionate members of the community that have lived in the city for, I think, over 30 years is what they said. And they have been active members at the community center and would like to become more involved and serve on the Senior Advisory Committee. As staff, we recommend that the appointments be made and approvals be made of that resolution.
So thank you very much. All right, we met with the Walkers in our previous meeting, got to know them a little bit. I'm going to ask if there is a motion on resolution R2024-39, appointing members Erie and Linda Walker to the Senior Advisory Committee.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve resolution R2024-39, appointing the Walkers to the Senior Advisory Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Any additional discussion to this? Seeing none, Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead the council in a roll call vote?
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Okay, that is approved. Janelle, will you or somebody have Jamie, somebody let them know? Okay, thank you, appreciate that. All right, we have a public hearing, just one public hearing. That is unique and not terrible. We have one public hearing tonight on the agenda. It's resolution R2024-40, authorizing Mayor Don R. Ramsey to execute a property exchange agreement transferring 1 acre of land to Utah State University Bastion Agricultural Center and receiving 0.96 acre of land from the Utah State University Bastion Agricultural Center. With that, we're going to turn to Don Tingey, our Director of Strategy and Budget, to present this item.
Council, thank you for this opportunity, and a picture's worth a thousand words. And I provided a paper map for you and on your desk, and so hopefully you've been able to look at that. What we have here is what image of what Mayor just read for the public hearing, and we have an acre of property that's just south of the baseball fields. That's a old remnant piece that the city acquired years ago, and we've been talking with the Bastion Agricultural Center about doing a land swap for this acre for the 0.96 acres there at the north end of City Park, where Park Road actually goes into 2200 West. And this will allow some master planning for both the city and for Bashan Agricultural Center as we develop the Fire Station 61 future relocation up there at the north end of City Park, and then they're going to move their operations center as they that's up there at that end down into this area where the 1 acre piece is that we're doing. And they've been doing some land consolidation as well in that area. So as the map shows, you can see where it's all or Utah State's property is.
Great. Thank you. All right, we'll come back if we have any questions.
And Josh Dallin, I don't know if Josh Dallin with the Agricultural Center is, I think, online. I can't tell, but.
I can't tell either. I will see. Do we have Josh Dallin from the USU Bastion Agricultural Center online with us? If so, Mr. Dallin, we'll ask you to turn on your camera and give us a wave if there's anything you'd like to. Okay, he's raising his hand. Zoom user, I think, must be Mr. Dallin with the Bastion Center. Hey, hi, how are you?
Hello.
We are going to give you an opportunity to, if you have anything you'd like to say about this before we open the public hearing, so the public and the council can hear everything.
Well, I join you from the Lamb Barn at the Box Elder County Fair, so I apologize for the blats and the noises, but I wouldn't be the director of the Bastion Agricultural Center if I wasn't doing something agricultural. So here's some show lambs right there that you can see, and I apologize for the noise, but we are very grateful for the opportunity to work with Don and come up with a solution, as he mentioned, for the master planning of both the Bastion Center and the city of South Jordan. As we've met, we felt that this is a great opportunity for both, for uses that we couldn't do otherwise. And we feel it's just a great opportunity to make a very easy adjustment for both parties. Cannot thank the city enough for all of your support in our 2.5 years that Utah State University has been at the helm. And I'm also super grateful for the opportunity to welcome the council and the mayor on the 3rd of September for a special tour to see some of our new improvements and other ideas that are in the pipeline. So that's all that I have. I'm happy to take any questions if needed, but very grateful that you gave me this opportunity.
Josh, we appreciate you. Thank you. You're so good at what you do, and we appreciate it. If you can just hang in there with us after the public hearing, if we have any questions, we'll come back to you. And also, if you see Commissioner Stan Summers up there, please tell him that we said hi. All right. I'm now going to open the public hearing on Resolution R-2024-40, authorizing Mayor Don R. Ramsey to execute a property exchange agreement transferring 1 acre of land to Utah State University Bastion Agricultural Center and receiving 0.96 acre of land from the Utah State University Bastion Agricultural Center. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this? Someone's rushing to the mic. Okay. Okay, seeing that, is there anyone online that wanted to speak during this public hearing? If so, please turn on your camera and give us a wave. Okay, thank you. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing, and I will now turn to the council and see if you have any questions for Mr. Tingey or Mr. Dallin or anyone else. Anything, any discussion, comments, questions?
I'll just comment. I mean, I don't see any downside to this one at all. It's putting the land to its best use, just making it useful. I mean, it's going to benefit the residents of our city. So this one seems pretty obvious to me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else? Go ahead.
I agree. It's it's a benefit to us as a city to have the land that we need for a future fire station, and if it can benefit the Bastion Center in the same stroke, that's brilliant, and I'm glad that our staff brought this around.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. I like this because, we are under legal obligation always to make sure that it's a fair market value and a fair market trade, and this is, right? This is really apples for apples, and sometimes we have offers that are not apples for apples, and those aren't offers that we take, and this is a good swap for us. So.
Good deal.
Okay, with that, I'll ask if there's a motion on Resolution R-2024-40.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve Resolution R-2024-40 as it's written here in our agenda.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Shelton. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mrs. Zander. Any additional questions or discussion? Okay, seeing none, Mrs. Crixton, would you please lead the council in a roll call vote?
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
All right, that passes unanimously. Thank you. And again, Josh, have fun up there in Box Elder County and tell them hi from us. All right, thank you, Mr. Tingey. All right, our new item I, since we bumped everything down one to add the Senior Advisory Committee, staff reports and calendaring items. We will turn to our city manager, see if you've got anything for us.
Speaking of the Bastion Center, as you'll recall, coming up for our next work session, we'll be taking a field trip to go and see many of the things that are happening on that project site. So we'll send you some additional details, but make sure you have that on your calendars. They've got some really great things happening over there.
And we're going to cross our fingers that one doesn't get hurricaned out.
Right. Yeah. So that'll be at the 4:30 time.
But yeah, that'll be our 4:30 meeting. That will be the only thing on your agenda will be to attend that. What I'd like to suggest that we do is we'll arrange to have our logistics van here at City Hall, and we will leave here at 4:30 and travel over together, make the tour, and then we will travel back together to be back in time for a 6:30 City Council start time.
And we probably need to wear closed-toed shoes.
I don't know that you have to, but it might be a good idea, since they also have the lambs and things at this facility.
It's generally recommended.
Cowboy
boots. Can I propose that maybe for this particular one, we go with more of a Western attire, where the city council meeting, where we'd all show up in suits and ties, and we kind of stick with it, and you know.
I will let you guys decide whatever you want to do on that.
I'm gonna wear my roots hat to the WFRC meeting Thursday. So yeah, I mean it's a thing. Yeah.
We will have a very busy agenda that night, so enjoy the light agenda tonight. Our next couple of agendas have a lot of items.
Yeah.
Is 4:30 to 6:30 gonna be ample time? So that we could have a gap before the 6:30 that we can get a bite and make a change.
We'll prepare a small snack for you to eat on the bus.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll try to get you back in time if you need to come back and make a shoe change or something.
Just saying. Yeah.
Freshen up a bit.
I don't have any cowboy
boots. A lamb change?
That's all I have for you tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Luce, anything?
I was asked to cover state statute 20A11-1203 quickly. It is a reminder in the election code for those who are in LPC. You heard it yesterday, but I'll remind you as Justin did, and Justin Lee of the Utah League City and Town, that as a body and with public monies, you cannot support or go opposed to any like bond initiatives and different things. So the mayor brought up the county bond initiative they're doing individually and with your titles. They may ask you to support something. You can say, mayor or council member, so-and-so, I support. But as a body, you wouldn't take a vote on that and you wouldn't endorse it with public money.
Got it.
We could probably go into it more in depth, but why? So if you have questions, happy to answer them, but that's the broad scope. This body never has, it's never been an issue. But since it was brought up yesterday, we thought it might be good to cover.
Good. And the county will be asking for you to become educated about the public safety bond and potentially support it. They asked all the mayors there that day to do that. They gave us a form and wanted us to sign it already right there on the spot. And only Mayor Burton did, but yeah.
Yeah, the mayor was soft selling that at the first. They're not going to, they're going to hard sell you on it.
Yeah.
They will come educate you with the sheet they want you to sign, and that's great. And if school district or anybody else wants to do that too, that's great. In your private capacities and even with your council member titles, you're welcome to do anything you feel is appropriate on either side of any of those issues. Just as a body, it would never come here. It'd never be voted on. And it would never be handled with public money. So.
Right.
Another one that you might hear about will be the ZAP renewal that's going to be coming up again this year.
Yeah. Which funds projects that we rely on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Anything for us? Anyone else? No? Wanted to know? On this side? Nobody? Rachel, anything for us? Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. With that, I will ask if there's a motion to adjourn.
To adjourn
us back into our study meeting, where we will finish what we were doing. Okay.
So moved.
Second. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. This meeting is adjourned, and we